This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A fifth person has died as a result of the rioting at the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Wednesday. The Capitol Police announced late Thursday that one of its officers had died from injuries sustained while physically engaging with protesters. A Capitol Police spokesperson said Officer Brian D. Sicknick died Thursday evening. Wednesday, a protester was shot and killed by police inside the Capitol, and three others died of apparent medical emergencies. Meantime, there's word law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the U.S. Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot. The allegations from defense and military officials came after large crowds of extremists supporting U.S. President Donald Trump pushed past barricades and members of the Capitol Police to rampage through the building. The breach of the Capitol building is costing some officials their jobs. Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger resigned because of Wednesday's security failures. U.S. law enforcement authorities have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack on the Capitol. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Michael Sherwin said 15 people have been charged in federal court in Washington in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in D.C. Superior Court in the lead-up to the rioting, most of them for unlawful entry onto Capitol grounds. The federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. Some of the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after police publicized their identities. The District of Columbia Police Department released photos of people in Wednesday's melee and potential charges against them. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's latest video is a complete reversal from his immediate response to the Capitol attack. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has our story.
In the hours after his supporters rampaged through the Capitol.
We love you. You're very special.
But yesterday.
To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
Still, the president's role in urging backers to march on the Capitol in the first place is having an impact. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who is married to Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell, resigned, saying the attack deeply troubled her. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has also quit, telling the president his rhetoric on the situation was an inflection point. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan Friday hailed a breakthrough between Guild Arab States and Qatar earlier this week, saying the move to restore ties and lift restrictions was, quote, very beneficial, end quote, for the region. Turkey has a military base in Qatar has supported its allies since Saudi Arabia and three other Arab states cut ties with Doha in mid-2017. Tuesday, Riyadh said those ties would be restored. Indonesia released from prison a radical cleric linked to a terrorist attack on the tourist island of Bali nearly 20 years ago. More than 200 people, mostly foreign tourists, were killed at two nightclubs in October 2002. Abu Bakar Bashir, now 82 years old, left a prison near the capital, Jakarta, early Friday morning. Indonesian authorities said Bashir would enter a de-radicalization program because they're concerned over his continued influence in extremist circles. Israel has entered a tightened lockdown as coronavirus cases surge despite an early and rapid vaccination campaign. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Most schools and businesses in Israel are now closed, with people required to remain within 1,000 yards from home. Public transport, too, is highly limited. The restrictions are to last for at least 2 weeks. Thousands of police will be deployed to enforce them, with roadblocks set up on major thoroughfares. On a positive front, Israel has already vaccinated nearly 20% of its population of 9 million and is on track to be one of the first countries to emerge from the coronavirus crisis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UK health regulators may grant emergency use authorization to Moderna Inc.'s COVID-19 vaccine as soon as Friday. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.